Right, so you've just got on board the ship. Where have people gone?
I went to my cabin.
Okay.
And then elsewhere. I'm back momentarily.
I went to my cabin.
Okay.
I'm going to the cabin that was I was assigned to.
Okay.
I am going to the mess hall.
Okay.
I'm going to the mess hall.
Okay. The two people go to the mess hall. You make your way down to the mess hall. What you do?
Yeah, it speaks. I'm just gonna just have a drink and just sit and chill and.
Okay.
I'm grabbing food.
Watch the people that come in.
Okay, you go sit down, grab a table, have some food. As some of the people that you recognised on the journey out here come into the room, and they're all. They're all talking what's going on, and no one's not too sure really of the situation. All they know is some of the bases, some of the compounds that you went to were attacked by unknown people, and it's been evacuated, and people have been pulled out quite quickly and brought back to the ship for their own safety. And it's pretty much that sort of conversation going on. You know, people asking questions, do you know? You know, people making up theories, that sort of general chit chat. Okay, what are you doing?
I'm going to head back, does my journey back to my cabin, feature the mess hall at any point.
It can be cool.
Well, I'm not going to go out of my way, but if it's on the way.
It's on the way.
Yeah, I'll pop my head in.
Okay, you see these two.
Hello.
All right.
Mishka's
just
cabin,
out of curiosity.
15 minutes.
Crew that are in mess. Do they look like the same people that remember from coming over here?
As in crew wise?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
They're different people?
Different people.
Do I recognise any of them?
No.
Right, okay.
To his cabin next. Mishka's cabin, 15 minutes.
Okay. Do I know where Mishka's cabin is?
Yeah, you all know where Mishka's cabin is.
Okay.
Then if you go to Mishka's cabin,
knock, knock.
Mishka isn't in.
Is his cabin unlocked? Can his cabin be unlocked?
Make me a breaking the lock roll.
And what would that be, Dean?
You really want to break his lock?
No, I don't want to break it. I just want to pick it.
You want to pick it? Okay, it's going to be.
Subterfuge.
It will be.
Streetwise.
God, go with
subterfuge.
Did I say streetwise?
What and streetwise?
Dex.
What a success is.
Okay, after 30 seconds or so, you hear a satisfying click of the lock.
Click. I'm going to go in.
Okay.
Very good. Might take me more than 15 minutes to find him. I told everyone 15 minutes. The meeting will happen in his room, regardless.
Okay.
I'm going to start making my way down to his room.
Okay,
I'll make my way down with a travel mug of coffee.
Okay.
Completely and blissfully unaware,
yeah.
I'm going to make my way back
nice
to my cabin.
Okay, you make your way back to the cabin, you go to open the door, and it swings open.
Alright.
Hello.
Hi.
Surprise. Sorry, turn the lights off.
Anything.
Right, when he opens the door, they will go, surprise.
No, he's got a gun.
Okay. Okay, and you shortly appear.
Okay, what the hell are you doing in my cabin? Shush.
You hear a knock at the door.
That sounds like the start of a porno I once watched.
As you close it, you hear a knock at the door.
I'll reopen the door. Hi.
I'll say I've brought paper. That would be.
Wow, is this just a general meeting? Or?
Yeah, come in, shut the door.
Oh, re-shut the door.
I look, before I go in, I look on either side of the corridor. Not in a shifty way at all.
No, it's clean.
Okay. Been freshly chiffed.
Yeah, shiny.
That
goes ting!
Ting?
Yeah.
Tinkling.
Although the upside is, at least I know you're all here.
Yeah.
This cabin's bugged.
Bugged out. Bugged out?
What?
You're big with spy shit.
I'm good at planting bugs, I'm not good at finding bugs.
Sweep for bugs.
I
grab the broom.
Talk amongst yourselves. What's the role?
Sam, the role to break in. Oh, no computers.
Can you be any more irritating?
Yes.
Good point. Pretty.
Okay, about 10 minutes later, the room's clean. As clean as you think it is.
It is clean.
Okay. Clean as you think it is.
Now, could you all shut up and let me tell you the thing that I wanted to tell you 10 minutes ago?
Okay, tell us the thing.
Would this be the thing I might already know?
I don't know. It's definitely the thing I know.
Okay, then.
Is it the thing I know?
No, it almost certainly isn't.
If it involves a certain somebody, then yes, I think I had the same idea as you.
Oh, how fucking vague is that?
I am.
Just tell us, for goodness sake!
All right, okay, the captain has been kidnapped by Hudson. We don't know where he is. There are still some of the loyal people on board.
Who's Hudson?
Hudson is the DNA representative.
Remember, I didn't...
But Stephen Hudson.
Stephen Hudson
DNA
is the DNA bloke.
Not played by Bruce Willis.
Who I made shit himself.
That's good. I quite like that film.
He's not a good man.
We don't know whether the captain's on... Well, they don't know whether the captain's on the ship. Hudson's not on the ship yet.
I noticed that all the crew in the mess hall... I didn't recognise any of them before.
Yep, that's because most of the loyal to the captain crew have been removed as expected.
Do we know if this crew are, you know, normal?
I think we can assume this crew are loyal to Pentex.
But are they normal?
This crew is loyal to Stephen Hudson.
Yes.
It's his guys running it.
If we start a fight, are they going to start sprouting tentacles with teeth on the end and shit like that?
If we start a fight, we're going to get rapidly killed because we're massively outnumbered and we're going to...
You always look on the dark side of things.
And we're also going to endanger the large number of civilians, most of whom we've made friends with on the trip across. I'd really rather not do that.
Fair enough.
Some of us friendlier than others.
Yeah.
You don't need to be sleeping with someone to be a nice person, you know. Helps. Yes, so I've got a means of contacting the lieutenant, whatever his name is, and we can still get to the sub-bridge, but we have to be very careful.
Hang on, which lieutenant?
Right, the captain had a number of staff in the secret bridge that he has down in the engine room.
Right. How do we know that hasn't...
Because they're the same people that I spoke to last time.
You've met with them there?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, sounds cool.
Yeah, we all got briefed. That's why I've got the command codes. I haven't looked at the command codes. What do they allow me to do?
I just give you full access to the vehicle.
So we can take over
That's going to be
the
happy.
Ship. We'll take control of the ship's controls anyway. Do we have any way of quantifying how many Pentex or DNA personnel there are on the ship?
Not without... going out and looking and speaking.
Shouting, all Pentex personnel to the bow, please.
What do you mean that?
We could do that.
I think it's safe to assume that most of the non-archaeological exploration type staff are loyal.
Do we, even ballpark figure, do we know how many people we're talking about? Are we talking about a dozen?
No, you're talking about 20-30.
20-30. They're just people.
They've got guns.
Are they, though?
Yeah, at least two of them weren't people last time when we had a fight on the ship. They were...
Yeah, not...
Were crocodiles?
Yes.
Oh, God.
I don't know, if you want to go around sniffing them and find out, do you agree?
No, if I go around sniffing their arses, they might get suspicious. Especially if I do it in this book.
It's not my kind of thing.
The guys downstairs, however, seeing as I think me and you have had exactly the same idea, just to check, are prepping... second bridge for mass, very rapid escape, just in case, so we don't endanger anybody else.
In that case, I think we should probably just find a way to move as many of the civilians as possible down there and get out of Dodge.
I was going to see if
has he got enough space,
Mr. Jones?
Has he got enough space to put a lot of the non-combatants down there? I mean, you say it's a secondary bridge. Ship's bridge isn't big. That big. On a you know, normal bridge. I'm sure if it's just...
How big is it, babe?
A secret bridge, it's not going to be very big at all. Especially if it's had to be added aftermarket for the ship. It's down the engine room.
It's... I called it the second bridge. It's another vehicle.
Complete
second ship.
Right, okay.
The ship that you're on at the moment is a large seafaring...
freighter.
Yeah, the best as well, do it. with the captain and his group have infiltrated the group of people that were setting up this front for Pentek, and have managed to, through various means, actually bring their own submarine, one for their word, which is called the Excalibur. The top ship is owned by another company who Pentex are hiring it from, but they actually attached this other submarine to the bottom of the ship, and you get through it through engineering, and you end up going down
into... There's an airlock in the bottom of the ship.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Where you actually can get down into this.
Okay, how big is the Excalibur?
Big enough, it's got its own rather large comms room in it.
Yeah, it's...
Which is where we had previous meetings.
It's, you know what, the size of a cargo freighter, underneath, I'd say it's about half the size.
So it's about the size of a normal Navy attack submarine?
Yeah.
Is it armed?
They didn't talk about armaments when they were down there, so you don't really know.
Where did they get it? Is it like an ex... Soviet army surplus submarine.
It's been when they were down there, you notice it was patched and stuff like that. Okay.
How many non-combatant people are there on the ship?
Again, probably about 30.
Oh, that's easy. Put 30 people in a submarine.
Yep, we just need to find a way of rounding them up. Mm-hmm. Without everyone else, without the bad dudes knowing.
Yeah.
That's going to be difficult.
I'd say we start a massive diversion.
Now that. Going to go and kill something?
Not quite yet.
Okay.
Boat's not leaving for another 4 hours.
Okay, 4 hours, do you want me to go and start rubbing bits off something?
I think we should wait till we're out at sea. Trying to drop a submarine off a boat in a port's not the best plan, I don't think.
Fair point. Maybe if we get a couple of miles out.
Yeah.
What sort of diversion do you want?
The kind of diversion that would make 20 or 30 armed people really, really panicky and all want to shoot things.
Well, I think I can sort of that out.
Cool.
Just for
you mean you're
minutes.
Not using explosives?
No.
On a ship in the middle of the ocean.
Oh, yeah.
I might plant some there.
Spirits to help us.
Picking up this is, you know.
Oh, I'm owed a few.
Oh, I know you are. You're also owing a few as well.
I know I'm owing a few, but I'm calling a few favours.
Okay,
well.
That's cool.
What's your
pattern? Can you. For me, just keep a note of a tally mark or anything like that. So far, I think you owe
three.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I also am owed two.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Awesome.
That's right.
Right.
I'm sorting out my chiminage. I know what my chiminage mark is. So.
Chiminage.
What?
Top to bottom search ship to find.
Besides which, I think his favour that I'm going to be asking is something that
I thought maybe you'd want to question Hudson.
Won't cause me any onus.
Well, fine,
it will actually be something that the spirits in question will love to do.
But I get the feeling that
we'll see. Okay,
Hudson will be with.
I've got an idea what I think you're going to ask.
Said Capitan.
Yes, that will be
fun,
but we'll see.
Yeah, but I think he'll come back.
Okay, so what is the plan? You're all in Mishka's room. What are you going to come up with? At the minute, what are you all feeling like at the minute?
I'm tired.
I'm spoiling for a fight.
How are you feeling at the minute?
I'd quite like to find out more about where who's. Well, we know that Hudson's kidnapped Captain Jones, but I'd like to know where they are and find out more about that.
Okay.
Right. First of all, we need to establish they're still on the ship. It's quite possible they've been taken off the ship and they're in the Pensex destroyed DNA installation.
Well, everything that's being evacuated, so hopefully if Hudson comes back, but otherwise, I hate to say it, but Jones knew the risks. He told us he knew the
risks. Depends on how much he wants to keep them. If he's, the hostages are overreached there, or not like hostages, but the prisoners are only used to them, whatever they are evacuating from, just leave them where the base was and they can get taken out of the base.
As far as I know, it's just Captain Jones that's been taken.
The rest of the crew are different as well.
Yeah, but we don't know who was. But he did say he didn't expect to be the captain on the way back, which is
how
he gave us the command codes.
I know that, but...
The submarine has a crew, I assume.
Still one of us, so...
Compared to...
We don't need to drive it.
Yeah.
The amount of people...
But if there's a chance to save him, I'd like to take the chance.
I'd just rather not risk everyone else.
No, I know, I understand that, but... if we've got a chance to save him.
We need to find out where he is then.
Yeah, part one of my plan was to wait for...
Find him.
Let Mishka talk to Hudson
when
he gets back.
Should I come with you?
I'm always up for a conversation with Hudson.
So you go and do
show
that.
Show him there.
And I'll go and talk to the students, make sure they know what's going on.
Okay.
What, I know them better than you do.
No, I know. Didn't say a word.
I know, you rolled your eyes.
I didn't roll my eyes, I smiled.
Just because I know one of them better than the rest of them doesn't mean I don't know the rest of them better than you do. In it. I'm trying it. Yeah, I've practiced it up. Is it any good?
They've only just brought it back, so it's getting flashed again.
How's Mishka feeling?
Mishka's spoiling for a fight. Well, Mishka actually wants to find out where Jones has got to and would like to have a long conversation with Mr. Hudson.
And do we know what the cargo, if there is any cargo on this ship, in the actual freight compartments, container compartments, what it actually is?
I believe it was a large containment of soulless vessels.
Large containment of very, very silver boxes.
So was that the incoming cargo when we came in? Mm-hmm. So what do we know if there's an outgoing cargo when we go out, when on the way out?
That's nearly just it, but mind you, you haven't been looking for some, so you just got straight on board, didn't you? So you haven't really been around and looked.
Let's have a look.
Should we go and have a stroll?
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have a stroll down to the forward cargo compartments.
Okay, you make yourself...
Yeah, I'd like to look somewhere towards the bilges as well. You know, I've got some things to put in places.
But the cargo compartments, bilges, not a problem.
What sort of distraction do you want?
Something away from the engine room.
Yeah, something to drop on deck. Something to draw
maybe on people the, go on deck.
Maybe on the deck at the front of the ship, on the bow. Is so this cargo ship, has it got internal, obviously it's got an internal cargo hold. Are there containers on the actual deck of the ship as well?
Okay.
Yeah, towards the front, yeah. Towards
the side. Maybe get something to start smashing up the containers on the front of the ship.
What sort of mental state do you want the...
If you could replicate the previous attack.
That'd be good.
Previous attack?
Yes. The eight-armed...
The four-armed reptile tail nasty things.
Yeah.
No, I don't think
they leapt from another ship and attacked us.
No, I could do something that makes... You know, I know what to do.
Because they already think that they're under attack by... I think it must have been another branch of Pentex, you know, because those did stink of the worm, didn't they?
Yeah.
So that's an interesting concept as well.
Out of interest, how's my shoulder looking?
Yeah, sorry, I haven't looked at that recently, have I?
You haven't.
Shit. My bad.
It's alright.
Are you injured?
Yeah, I got bitten by one of those crocodile things.
Well, I'm going to look at your shoulder. I've got medicine, I've also got the mother's touch as well.
You got a what touch?
I've got the mother's touch.
Right, mother's touch. That's what I thought you said.
Okay, make me a roll to...
no,
touch you like a mother!
He's going to touch you with that.
No,
your mother should.
Please. What are you doing?
Where are the places only your mother should touch?
Mother!
I'm quite horrified by that concept.
Yeah. Explains a lot of that.
Oh, six. Oh no, that's your target number. What am I looking at? Oh, eight successes.
Down the bottom.
The great big writing.
What, you're using a power, did you say? So?
It is actually an innate power.
What's it
do? Basically, it's a gift that the moon spirit gave me. Well, one of the moon spirits gave to me. I can call upon her power, her favour. to heal her. Don't know the statistics as yet, but I know they basically restores to her.
Okay, can you just find me out the spiffic? Sorry,
it's not a pact. It's actually one of my powers.
Okay, no worries.
Did you just say spiffic?
Spiffic.
Yeah.
That's spiffic.
Please find me out the spiffics.
Okay, you two, you three are going to go walkies.
I'm going to my room.
We're going to have a wander down and see if we can poke around and see what the cargo is.
Okay, you've got to go, well, from where you are, you've got to go out on deck, then walk back, and then you go down a set of stairs, down into the actual main cargo hold.
Mm-hmm.
As you walk onto deck, you notice that they are now bringing on board what seems to be large wooden boxes.
Is there any kind of marks, writing, or anything else in the boxes that might identify their destination or their contents?
There's nothing on them. They look to be of human size,
So wooden coffins, no, basically.
Basically, yeah.
Not coffins, but coffin shaped.
Yeah.
I'll call a crewman. Hello.
Hello.
What are in those?
Unfortunately, people didn't make survive the attack.
Oh, no.
Being shipped home?
Yes.
Sorry.
Hopefully not many of the archaeologists and people like that.
I'm not too sure what the kind of one there was. It was a group who were looking at one of the original sites. It was a group of young people.
Heal six health. Heal six health levels of damage. This little thing's aggravated.
I've got a sinking feeling.
You notice as they come up, there are names burnt.
Recognise any of the names?
Isabel Hodgkins. Did this happen?
On the main attack. Yesterday, early hours of yesterday.
Who was there for the attack? Who was coordinating the security?
The general security team who was there. They wasn't expecting such an attack.
Mr. Hudson was.
I believe Mr. Hudson.
You're not there.
I believe Mr. Hudson is making his own way home.
Making his own way home.
Yeah. Is Mr. Hudson contactable?
I don't know anything.
When you say he's making his own way home, what, flying?
I would presume so.
If any of the security detail that were in charge of this base make it on board, please let me know.
If I can, any carries I'm moving there.
We better keep going.
The five or six coffins back on board the ship.
Okay, yeah. Head down into the hold. What can you see?
A large, empty room. First compartment's empty. You walk through the watertight door into the second area, and there are about five or six large crates.
How large?
Shipping container size.
40-foot shipping container?
Yeah.
Metal?
Yeah.
Any markings on them?
Nothing. They're all black.
Doors?
Yep.
Locked?
Just a normal box standard padlock on.
Look for a crowbar. Is there anyone around?
No.
Are you sure that's always? I'll pick the lock. Much as I didn't want to break a bunch of stuff at the moment.
Whatever you want to do, you want
to. Two successes. It's a padlock.
Yeah, you pop it. A couple of seconds and you pop it.
Okay, open the doors.
You open the door and lights come on inside the container. And then you also hear cold air as you hear a refrigeration unit kick in as the ambient temperature's changed.
Okay, what's in there?
In there are large travel containers with, there's a handle, obviously, and then there's like a keypad. And there's
size?
Seven of them. They're about 8 foot.
What's on the keypad?
Numbers.
Just numbers, and a display?
Yeah.
Touch one of them.
Make me a willpower roll, please.
Five successes, that's pretty fucking good with the deep dice ball.
Awesome, okay, it doesn't take you off guard, but you, as soon as you go to touch the pad, you get this quick flash, this imagery of a 20-year-old boy kind of banging on the top of a container, and then he looks at you and just screams, "Help!" And then the image goes. It doesn't shock you, but
there's someone alive in there, and they don't want to be in there.
They think we're sinking the ship. Then
think you found the previous set of empty vessels. Well, now not empty vessels. Mm.
Can I attempt to pop it?
Not your computer on. As he's concentrating, you notice the number pad change. The numbers all of a sudden swirl and display a form of runes.
Do I recognise the runes?
Make me a occult roll, please.
Occult plus intelligence?
Yes, please.
Well, just intelligence then.
What is it? Actually, how much have you done to the occult?
No. One success.
No.
You read that?
You don't know.
You for that matter.
Yeah. As you, because you were so close trying to concentrate on it, you didn't realise that you didn't see them, but now he's pointed them out to you, obviously they glow like a bluey whitey colour. The numbers seem to like just swirl and change to runic icons.
Do they look at all familiar?
Vaguely, make me a roll if you can.
Nope.
No, yeah, okay.
Intelligence and occult?
Yes, please.
Two successes. You, which is pretty good from my $2,
vaguely recall, well, in histories that obviously other awakened beings have many different languages, and you suspect that this is some form of arcane runes of some description.
Arcane runes, wizard script.
Magic. Do you have any luck with that?
What are you doing?
I don't know. He hasn't told me.
You were coming back to us on the whole shoulder thing?
Oh, yes. Okay. I'll come back to you in 2 seconds. You have a look at the marks on her neck, and you notice that there's black veins and like a black film around her neck. Remembering...
Because I'm Octenra, I've also got a fairly decent knowledge of the worm as well.
Mm-hmm. Remembering when you first were put on this path, you noticed this sort of coverings before, when you first came to the dock area and you seen people in cars.
Oh dear.
That's what he says to you.
Great, I feel better.
Mm. I've healed you though.
Healed.
Oh.
You went black veins, so you got eels in.
He put his hand in all jelly and just did that on your face. Eel on your face. You vomit profusely.
Has he healed?
Okay, you. His request.
Podcast, I feel we should initiate.
No, I'll do it. Have you got my text?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll do it. Just focus on that in a second. If
that's yeah, right, that's what I'm doing. You request, you invoke the right to that has been bestowed on you. And as you commence the healing ritual, you start to feel disgust.
At... What's disgusting to me?
It's quite... No, you start to feel disgust as the presence or whatever has been held on her is fighting you.
Oh, so I'm feeling disgust at the presence.
Yeah.
I'm disgusted by these presents.
You're feeling...
I asked for some torment. And I've got socks.
And you're feeling... disgust towards you and your heritage. Basically, just evil.
Yeah, no, just get rid of it.
Can you make me a gnosis roll,
please? I can.
Thank you.
I probably misread that. I always heard that. What's a heritage?
And can, wow. And can you make me a willpower roll, please?
Oh, okay.
No, the gnosis.
No.
That's okay.
Nine.
How many?
Nine.
So that's cool.
Still chucking at heritage.
Heritage.
Okay. You finally manage to win the battle, and you see a black shadow leave.
Where's it going?
It's now hovering in the corner of the room.
Right.
It's now starting to manifest.
Okay.
Is that you or the dog?
How's my casualty?
You've noticed the colour. She was paler, but now the colour's slowly starting to come back into her skin.
Good, because we've got a fire tolerance now.
Oh, what?
Right then.
As you now start notice shadowy... tendrils start to form out of this black.
Well, I'm going to start the rite of binding. I'm going to grab the first thing I take out of my pocket,
okay.
Which is probably a what?
Yeah.
Phone.
Yes.
Right, I'm going to bind the spirit
it's
into my phone.
Cabby.
Remember the rolls, and I presume I have some contested rolls.
The book.
Right. While you're doing that, I'm working out how to come back to these guys. Right.
Yeah, I got four successes.
Yeah, I'll be my packet. I'm buying a good cup of worms for it tomorrow.
Okay.
I'm shifting first.
You start to try and hack it when all of a sudden you notice that the seal is around this container. It glows a blue, then white, and then fades. As you notice, all the lights and power, and now what you've also noticed is a vitals, like life support display, all turn off.
Shit. Right. Draw my sword and then pop the lid.
Okay, make me a strength brawl, please.
No, I'm stepping to the Umbra.
Yeah. Notice as well, please.
Yeah.
What did you want?
Sorry, try. Mm-hmm.
Five successes to step to the Umbra.
Three successes to pull the lid off.
Okay, you no worries.
And I'm going to say to her, I'm going to do the Umbra.
Okay, make me notice as well, please. Besides that.
Okay,
you bring your... Well, describe what you do.
Grab it with both hands and wrench upwards.
Okay, you hear a screech of metal as it bends and then gives way.
Just for reference, you should probably put that in context. Because grab it with both hands and wrench upwards could sound horrendous.
Yeah. But I won't.
So, listeners, he means he's jamming his grand glaive in the opening, grabbing with both hands and wrenching upwards.
Not my cock.
Definitely not. That's not what he calls his cock.
Okay.
I don't think. You'd hope.
Your phone starts to beep.
That'd be just weird.
I shall grab my phone.
Okay.
Shall impale you upon my grand
plane.
You can buzz off.
Who's ringing?
I'm not. It's not ringing.
Okay.
It's a text.
Who's text me?
That would be me.
What does the text say?
We moot nut hoop.
Oh. Bollocks. She always texts in a Scottish accent. I can't even tell whether
how strong is this spirit?
Very.
Very strong?
Very
strong. It's going to put a fight back in that way. It's not, right, it's not powerful than you.
Yeah.
You just feel that it's going to give you a good...
Right, in which case I'm going to diminish its power. As part of the rite of binding, I can spend gnosis to reduce its own gnosis rating.
Okay.
Oh my gosh.
Okay, Karen.
Right, so I'm spending two gnosis to reduce its gnosis by two.
Okay.
Ooh, that got to me as well.
Running back up.
Then
dropped a bat.
No.
Okay, so no, just to handle the situation.
Let's sort out one scenario rather than...
Yeah, okay, right. So, you've just recently got a text message.
I've said to them, they're in shit, I'm going.
Okay.
And I've gone.
So he basically bolts. You've popped the seal, you've popped the cape, you've popped the container.
Yeah.
Inside you see a dehydrated figure.
Dehydrated as in desiccated as in dead?
Yeah.
That's a waste of time.
You have done that, have healed her, the being has come out, and is now starting to manifest itself in this reality.
But I've gone to the outside step.
Yeah.
Right? And I'm actually battling in it. Battling in it? Battling it in the Umbra. Right. Now that I've reduced its gnosis by two, right, I've got to roll my willpower.
Okay.
If my willpower is the same or greater than its gnosis, I win.
Okay, go for it.
Why did you need me here?
So I might need to tap into your gnosis.
Okay.
And might need you to help as well.
You want to tap into your noses?
I got six successes.
You beat it.
Right. How many by? More. Minus one. Sorry, Ian.
Okay, you should be.
It's mine to do it as I want.
Okay, you carry on and let me know what's going on. While you're doing that, because you're about to break into the door now.
And there's nobody here.
Oh.
Phone. Where are you, send?
Do you get text messages in the Umbra?
No. No,
we
don't. Umbra phone.
Oh, well, probably are such messages as that from the grass.
You never know. I think that's probably what
right,
I'm doing.
Right.
Yes, if I were the kind to go into
shit,
the Umbra,
no signal.
I'd have an Umbra phone. As I'm not the kind to go into the Umbra, I have no such thing.
Would we see him walk in the door in the Umbra?
No.
Well, number of successes indicates how long the spirit may be forced into service.
So,
1 week per success.
Okay.
So I've got a slave spirit now.
Yep.
I don't know why you said slave then.
Ran in.
So you don't need me?
Gone through the door, but
yeah.
From what I do.
Oh, okay. I'm going to leave the umbrella.
As you're standing there looking around, she appears.
It's okay. It's sorted. Thank you. Sorry. I thought we might need help, but
I'm going to bind the spirit into my phone.
Okay.
The black thing's gone in my neck.
Cool.
Sorry,
but
I've just got a minute visions of what's the Terry Pratchett book? Good Omen.
The man's about 35.
With the demonic cancer machine. I'm just going to tell you. Hello. Oh, shit.
My BlackBerry's now got an evil slant to it.
All BlackBerries are evil.
It's turned into an iPhone.
I was just about to say that.
Evil BlackBerry.
Other phones are available.
But mine's evil. BlackBerry.
Okay, yeah, so...
We'd just like to say for the record that not all BlackBerries are evil unless they have been possessed by this evil spirit.
Just to let you know, my phone can make up text and number.
Yes, if we get sponsored by BlackBerry. We would like sponsorship.
I don't think I like that, did I?
Oh, not at all. That's got you. You're actually visibly shaking.
I'm out of the umbra then.
Okay, he appears and he's sweating and he's like, he looks like he's just run a marathon.
I'll tell you what, I'm not even going to ask. Just, did you win?
Yes.
Okay.
It's smoking and everything. It's like.
Is it actually doing that?
It should do.
Your phone appears to be on fire.
Mm-hmm.
Black thing from there went there.
Okay.
Into his phone, which is pretty weird.
Yeah, we're not calling you again.
Yeah, the answer machine goes, what do you want?
Or he's not here to answer that call.
Bullshit. Frank, just put him on. Frank, put him on.
A message.
Swallow yourself.
I'm so going to have so much fun with that thing.
Evil phone. And its ringtone is like your old phone.
No. It's the Tubular Bells.
It's now Number of the Beast by Maiden.
Half of it spins in a 360 degree.
Yeah, you put it down sometimes, it just starts to spin. Stop it. Anyway.
Every time you take a picture, it's slightly out of focus.
And a really bad case of red eye.
And everyone's got long hair.
Only one red eye, though.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, so yeah, he just appears and he looks like he's run a marathon. He's absolutely knackered.
Pussy.
Heavy breathing.
Yeah, heavy breathing.
Thank you for that. Okay.
Fun?
Yeah. That was
take it my physical beating down services are no longer needed.
Not so much.
I'm going to have to go pick a fight somewhere else then.
Okay, so what are you two doing down there?
I think we should shut that.
I think we should shut it because we can't really do anything with it.
We should just shut the whole thing.
Clunk.
I'm pretty sure whatever's been done to them is bad.
And irreversible.
And will lead them into a life of horrible.
Right, fair enough. Leave the container, shut the container, reattach the padlock to the container.
Okay. Move to the bridge.
Is there any way I can head lower into the ship near the bilges?
There's access hatches down at random intervals to go down.
Try looking inconspicuous. It's a bit too big to be crawling around the bilges looking inconspicuous, I think.
Okay, you make your way to the bridge, you come out the cargo and you go and make your way back onto deck and you go up
do some
captain.
Things.
As you make your way up to the captain at the bridge door, there's a guard saying that it's gonna help you.
I'm looking for Captain Beckett, please.
He's detained at the moment. If you leave me your name, I will try and organise a meeting for you.
You work for Hudson, yes?
You work for the security team, yes.
So you work for Hudson, yes?
Yes.
Did Mr. Hudson not tell you about me? What I want, I get.
If you'd be so kind, sir.
Out of the way, little man.
You see him reach for his sidearm.
Oh, you stupid man.
Please.
See, you should totally have followed him.
Please. I snap his neck.
Oh.
Will it?
Oh, minimise civilian casualties. Move ship far enough off so submarine can be removed from the bottom before trouble starts. These were all things that were in the plan.
Since when did I stick to the
plan?
You know that when Bogdan hears about this, he will facepalm.
Yes. However,
he always forgets his own strength and ends up really hurting himself.
This should be fun.
Such in real life, in fact. I've done that numerous times.
8 successes to hit him.
Pew.
Not going to really see it coming.
What's a broken neck roll?
Don't snap his neck.
Is it strength plus 1?
Has he got common sense?
Oh, has he got it? No, evidently not.
Me? No.
He's just annoyed. Like a little child throwing his toys out of the pram, but a little bit more lethal. I want to see the captain! Snap!
Okay, so what?
Shit.
What happens?
As soon as he makes a move for his gun and I tell him he's a silly little man, I shall literally just grab him around the back of the head, hand on his chin, and go, crack!
Okay, his body falls limp.
And I said I was letting go.
I was going to say, he falls limp, yeah. And he's got hold of his head.
I shall gently lay him in the side.
Okay.
Good boy. And I shall open the door to the bridge.
Okay, you walk into the bridge.
It's locked.
Ha ha. Have a friend.
Walking onto the bridge.
Couldn't let you in.
The captain is standing there at the helm. He literally snaps right as he comes to the door. Who are you? What are you doing here? Where's the guard?
The guard's on a break. And Mr. Hudson sent me to see you. I did have his business card, but I appear to have left it in my other trousers, which are back at the base.
Really?
Yes. He would like to know how plans are going to get the rest of the civilians out of here.
Make me
a subterfuge roll.
Yes, please.
Damn, I suck at this shit. You know that.
I'm texting Bogdan. When do you want to start the destruction, Bogdan?
When is the ship due to leave?
I believe, sir, you are lying.
Me? No. Not at all. And besides, why would I lie?
There characters in there that make things confusing.
You hear another voice.
Evil friend does not like the texting.
He is lying,
comes to mind.
Where's this other voice coming from?
You see a female figure walking
probably I told you!
From the other side of the...
Crawling through his
ear. Listen!
You haven't seen her before.
Haven't seen her before?
No.
Catherine.
And how would you know I'm lying?
Because it's easy to read.
Strange.
Make a...
It was hard to tell that you thought that.
Was it?
It's not many you thought it was.
You were surprisingly close to jumping up and doing the I told you so dance there.
No, for the I told you so dance we'd need a webcam to film it so everybody else could see it.
No.
If she ever does the I told you so dance I will film it.
Make a straight intelligence roll for me.
Oh, I'm bummed. Look, do you think I've had any form of intelligence I'd be here doing this?
You'd be better at a straight intelligence roll than mine.
One!
Okay, now make me a...
Wait a minute. No, what?
He has to do a straight intelligence roll, so he'd be better at it than you.
A stamina roll, please.
What? Like, that's not the easy joke to make.
One!
It's not like you to go for the easy option.
Okay. All of a sudden, you feel a presence grab you.
Uh-oh.
Right now, I wish he was...
Like I said, he's lying. And without even moving, you literally get thrown back towards the wall and hit the wall. You take 1 point of bashing damage.
Okay, then. Now, you've just made me angry.
This is why you don't cross the streams.
Captain, if you'd be so kind enough to leave.
Oh, no, I think he should stay.
He walks out the other door, not going anywhere near you. He leaves the other door.
Sorry, I don't think we've been introduced. You are?
No one important.
In that case, would you care to leave so I can talk to the captain again?
I'm talking to you.
Ooh.
Sit down like a good little doggy and shut up.
Woof. I shift. And yes, I'll spend the rage point to do that.
Oh, swift dreams.
Okay.
Healing.
Oh no. At least I'm on the bridge. Key would have done it. On the deck.
The very fact that this is happening at all.
It's a vent.
No.
We have been
following you for some time, and by this time, I'm hoping
we're already fucking everything
yes.
up.
When they come, as you hear footsteps come ring up behind.
I shut the door.
Oh, okay, you shut your door, but from behind five guards.
Ooh, 6 feet.
They come up, they look at you, they holster their guns, and they bring out. All of them bring out large silver bats, or batons.
Nice.
Now, like I said, sit down and be a good doggy and shut up.
Why? Have you got something important to say?
Not to you. One moment.
She walks out of the bridge and the door gets locked.
Ooh, now 5v1.
I'll come back to you in a second. What the rest are you doing?
You finished down there. Have I managed to rig the explosives on the building?
Yes.
I think we're betting on fire, Mishka.
I like it down here.
Yeah, I'm a little bit worried he's wandered off on his own.
That's why I like it down here.
Fair enough. I'm going to go and fire Mishka.
I'm going to come out. I just don't want to face the reality of the situation. I've got some issues at the moment.
Oh, it's been back for get it fixed, and it's still not fixed. I think personally the battery cooks itself.
Yes.
I'll wait for him to climb out of the bilge and then head off in the direction Mishka went, looking for any signs of any carnage.
Okay.
When I left you, I was going for their room, though. Well, we're at the front of the ship, so I'm still heading in the right direction.
Okay. What are you doing?
I'm going to head towards the cargo hold, which is where I know that they went.
Okay.
I'm going to regain my composure.
Yeah.
Where he put evil phone into my pocket and follow up.
Okay. As you two make your way back up on deck, you come across these two who are also, and you kind of meet at an intersection.
Got a prezi for you. Catch.
Catch
oh, it's got, it's got the worm inside it.
Cool.
Make a gnosis roll, please.
Me?
Yes.
If this hurts me, I'm going to punch you in the cock.
Might hurt you, by the way.
Oh, no. No.
No, I'm commanding, because it's my slave, I'm commanding.
Oh, it's your slave?
Yeah, but my orders is not to hurt anybody.
Oh, it's not going to hurt anybody.
Just let it carry on, man. It's going to happen.
You grab the phone. Well, or the phone grabs you, one of the two. And you hear a soothing voice. It makes sense. Technology. Everything like that it's talking about.
I don't know why I didn't use a BlackBerry before, you know.
It just makes sense.
It does. It all makes sense. I'm going to put that in my pocket.
Mishka with you?
No,
he did, and then he left.
Look up at the superstructure at the back of the ship with the bridge on it.
Okay. Make me a perception alertness check, please.
All of us.
Whoever's looking at the bridge.
Sorry?
Oh, no!
Killed Isabel,
it's okay.
They killed Isabel, you know. And some of the other archaeologists.
What was their excuse?
Apparently they were attacked in the raid.
But when they had a completely different compound to the one that got blown up accidentally
the emergency thing was successfully main.
You notice, you can see a shadow of a large wolf-like figure.
Miska's gone Krynos on the bridge. I think we'd better get up there.
I don't doubt for a second.
Okay.
Is there anyone else on deck at the moment? Right, I'm shifting to Krynos and running towards the external
ship and cracks full of desiccated corpses on life support system.
Okay, you run up the one where he wrote the next guys. They've got their guard on the floor.
And the ship's rigged to explode.
Boot him out of the way.
Okay, but, yeah, that's...
I knew you wouldn't resist.
Okay, you boot him out of the way, you carry on running up and you come to a door. You pop the door and you see him in Krynos. And looking down the bridge, you see five guards, and they all have got these long silver staffs that look like tasers as well.
Okay, I pull out. Well, I draw my grand glaive. Catch you fuckers at a bad time.
Ooh, backup.
Initiative.
I haven't noticed anything.
No, he just said that. I was having this conversation down there.
That's cool. You can. That's fine.
I'm not having a good day. I'm going to fuck what these monkeys are up to.
Okay.
And I've noticed that my nails are really, really...
Okay, so we'll do this then. Who is rolling initiative?
I am.
You. Him. You don't... It's an opt-in or opt-out.
I'm having a conversation, so okay. I haven't even noticed it.
Okay.
These run off.
Are you three having a conversation?
No, I'm not in the conversation. I've noticed that my... I got no successes on deception, so okay. I'm completely...
What's initiative based on? X plus which plus the D10 we're on.
Okay, and you noticing the dirty
looks like you're not paying attention to the thing that I've
said. Okay, so you're this turn. Okay, no more.
14.
I'm going to dye you purple.
Okay, 13 did you say, sorry?
14.
14, okay. Mishka?
Pay attention.
15.
I'm telling you about the tragic things that have happened to my life at the moment.
Tragedy trying to work out why my phone now won't turn the airplane fucking mode off.
That I was liking.
It's a speed confused phone. What can you do with that?
I don't know.
Speak to the dead?
No.
Oh.
Bad taste.
Sorry. It just came out.
Go back in.
Okay. Mishka, you're there first.
Take it there's a set of doors where the guards came up from.
Yeah, the base of the bridge.
Or have they fanned out round?
Okay. Okay, right, you got the exit there, entrance there, entrance there. I'll put these maps up. Basically, it goes like that, like that, like that, like that, like that, and like that.
Yeah.
Like that. You're currently standing here.
Yeah. Fergus.
Fergus is standing just inside the door. There's a bridge console there, and these guys now have come in through here and are now standing like that.
Okay. Where are the windows on the bridge?
Well, all this is windows here.
Hiccups. No, that really wouldn't be smart of me, would it? Certainly get people's attention, but wouldn't be smart.
None of what you have done in the last 10 minutes has been smart, Chris.
Good point. Okay, I'll go for the guy in the middle.
Okay, this one here?
No, the one in the middle of that group of three. That one there.
Okay, good. What are you going
to
do?
On the run over to him, activating Falling Touch. Right. He's going flying.
Okay. Roll to hit.
Stamina and medicine roll, that's all I need.
Is this the one where I can't dodge?
This is the one where if I touch him, he goes flying.
Okay.
Good, just go bye bye.
Okay.
Tell you what, speed this up. What is my nice and new harvested stamina? Oh, yeah, 6. Successes. I might stamp me with some roll, but I don't know what it's
hit.
Gone by. Then we got the rule book.
Yeah.
Thanking you.
Okay, I might. While you're doing that, What are you going
to
do?
I'm going to go for the guy on the right and run him through with my sword.
Okay, roll to hit. The one next to one that Mishka's just attacked.
Yeah.
To the right of him, okay.
It's melee, it's strength plus melee.
And it's dex melee, isn't it?
I'm not sure if I'm just going to look at
What was his stamina and athletics?
In fact, there's a melee. Isn't there a melee?
Yeah, it's a dice pool made up.
Sorry?
What was his stamina melee. Plus athletics? Your guys.
Oh, it was only six.
Oh, yeah, seven.
Oh, my God, Daisy.
Yeah, he's gone flying.
Backwards.
Okay, what does it do?
Sends him flying backwards.
How far?
Don't know, that was, I think, entirely up to you.
Gift allows a guru to send a foe sprawling but with a touch. I roll with dex plus medicine, but it's about the same. Stamina versus stamina plus athletics, which is its difficulty. One success sends a victim to the ground.
Three successes to hit. Okay. I had seven.
Okay, you've hit. What's the damage on that one?
Nothing, just sends him flying backwards.
Okay, sends him flying back through the window and out into the ocean. Okay, three successes to hit.
Success!
I presume we hear that.
Oh yeah, you see, you hear a big smash as a body comes literally flying out the window. Dodge. No, you've hit. My people can't dodge for toughy at the moment.
Okay, well, strength in Krynos form for me is 8, plus 4 for my what's it, so I've got a dice pool of 12. Jesus.
Where's that? Is that?
Six successes.
6 points of damage?
Yeah.
Okay, what happens? What do you do?
I just basically impale him on it. Charge at him, sword first.
Okay. Okay. So 6 points of you down there. Okay, right, my guys get to attack back. Okay, the first guy that you've just attacked with your great big sword has at you. Two successes to hit, you get to dodge.
Is that a dex plus dodge?
Dex dodge, yeah.
You've got the book with the merits and clauses.
Five successes.
Oh yeah, you gracefully sidestep out of the way as he brings the silver baton down towards you. Okay, the next guy gets to attack Mishka. Four successes to hit.
I'll attempt to dodge him.
Four successes to dodge him.
I think it goes in your favour.
Goes in defence, I think. Players will.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
You dodge out of the way. Okay. So then. My other. Look, that he's not there. This guy.
No, sorry, I sent one flying.
This guy comes, steps in, another attack at you. And one success, don't even bother. Well, actually, no, if you need to take automatic successes, you win. And the final guy botches, trips over.
Impales himself on his face.
Okay, new initiative roll. Do you two want to keep the same initiative roll?
Might as well. I'm happy to.
Okay, can the rest of you who want to engage in combat now, please roll your initiative.
Dex and wits plus a d10, yeah?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm.
11.
Dex and wits, yeah?
Yeah, plus a d10.
12, sorry. I can't remember.
That's fine, no worries.
Three.
Okay.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Are you...
Not a fighter.
Are you involving yourself in this combat?
No.
Okay.
I'm going to go upstairs, though.
Okay, you make way up the steps. Okay, Chris.
Yes.
Sorry, Mishka, go for it.
I take it I've got one right to me and one left to me.
Yeah, the guy you charged...
Has gone bye-bye.
And then this guy stepped in, the guy that was there, you got rid of, and then a guy stepped in, and then... So you've got a guy by the side of you, James is there, and you've got two here.
I'll go down for the guy. Well, I'll have a swing at the guy next to me then.
Okay, roll to hit.
six successes to hit him. No.
You hit?
Just with the claw, which is going to be very nasty.
Yep.
Seven. That's five aggravated successes.
Okay, he screams.
Things I just remember claws do, aggravated.
So, what do you do?
I'll just literally rake him from stomach to throat.
Okay. Ethan,
Hit the guy that I hit before again.
Okay.
Five successes to hit.
Okay, he tries to dodge. No, you hit. You try to step out of the way of your oncoming blow, but...
Six successes to damage.
He crumbles. How do you finish him off?
Basically chop him sort of diagonally in twain, shoulder to hip.
Okay. The two parts fall to the floor. Okay, then it is, I think. Yeah. You go. You make it upstairs into the room. Which side are you coming up? Are you coming up this side or this side?
You tell me.
You tell me which side do you want to come up. The two main entrances.
Which?
Mishka.
Which door can I see them through? Which door do I get to first?
This side.
Well, then that one.
Okay.
Yes, well, I'll go in.
Okay, you can see, as you walk through the door, you see Zenica to bring up his huge sword and just basically slice one guy in half.
Pretty.
Yeah, don't slip in that.
We're fighting then. None of them have got silver cricket bats, have they?
They will have.
Cricket bats?
Well,
batons.
Batons.
So no cricket bats?
No,
specifically. Cricket. Thank you. That's all I wanted to know. Okay. Are either of these two getting beat on?
No, they seem to be in full control of this combat at the moment.
How many guys are still standing?
There's three.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to shift my head and my right arm into... just because I haven't used it yet. Krynos. And I'm going to go and launch on one and bite him and punch him in the face.
Go for it.
You look weird.
Yeah. I'm going to have one mighty smack, though. Right.
Do you get the Krynos bonus?
Yeah.
That's cheese.
Yes.
Doesn't that like send you off lopsided, though?
Yes, it's called Mixed Morph.
Oh, that's really
cool. Oh, hang on, I've got to roll something. Hang on. Sorry, 2 seconds. I presume I'm rolling gnosis.
Yeah.
Because it just says... Yeah, I did it.
Okay.
I only need 1 6,
yeah,
and I got 2.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Okay.
Okay, your chosen body part shift.
So, strength... brawl, I take it?
Yeah, that's... I'm going to say, it's like the guy... What are you doing? You're biting or raking with your...
I'm
going to
swing at him first.
Okay.
The gay full power.
The
gay full power, possibly.
Three
to hit. Let's see if one of my guys can dodge. No!
Woo-hoo!
I got 3 successes, but
that's what
it always goes in your favour, so you've hit.
So, what's my damage?
It's strength
no.
plus whatever bonuses
no,
you get for the
mouse. One fingers.
Okay, so it's just strength.
No,
yeah?
Strength plus. Is it strength plus one for claw attack?
Yep.
So I'm rolling that amount of dice,
yeah?
Yeah. Okay, sorry.
What?
Two!
2 points of damage. Okay, what do you do?
Pardon?
What do you do?
I'm just going to run at him and just swing him, bash him in the face.
Okay.
Maybe knock him to the floor.
Okay.
And then I'm going to shift the rest of me into Krynos as well.
Okay.
That was such an awkward conversation.
Just in case they fight back.
Okay.
Have I got to the top of the stairs yet?
Yeah. You can see all this unfolding.
And have I got there as well?
Yeah. Okay. One of the guys with the baton, the guy you've just hit, Mishka. So let's have a go at you.
Mickey Mouse.
Four successes to hit.
Do I stand there and take it, or do I dodge? I think I'll dodge.
Strangely, if this hits.
Yeah.
It's going to sting. Can someone pass me my manual? That's, I need to find out the damage for silver.
Can I push it off?
Okay, you sort of step out of the way. The next guy, who's just been attacked by a half-formed werewolf, gets to attack. Two successes to hit you. Can you make a dodge roll for me, please?
Yeah.
Sorry, reading. Dodge.
Yes, please.
Dodge, please.
Just dodge, or is it dex dodge?
Dex dodge.
Okay. Phew. Oh, I'm
not
saying
that.
You don't
win it.
Two.
That's alright. Because in your favour. And the last guy steps up and has a go at you again because you're closest. Four successes to hit.
It's not very nice. They keep trying to hit me.
Unfortunately, you're the closest.
Five successes to get out of his way.
Okay, no worries. Okay, that's the end of that round. Keeping the same initiative?
Yeah. I'll roll initiative this time.
You're stepping in.
Dex and what?
Dex, wits plus d10.
Oh, I forgot the d10.
Oh, no, it's your go, sorry. You got the last one. You got three.
I forgot the d10.
Okay, so go now then, and then we'll re-roll for next.
Cheers. I get there.
Okay.
And I assess the situation. What can I say?
Okay, you've basically just, as you've got through the door and locked in, you can see Mishka. I keep on forgetting.
Fergus.
So his character has just, basically they're dispatching them systematically. She's just charged in, half shifted, and then all of a sudden shifted back again.
That's what I'm doing. Hello.
Standing at the doorway again.
I'm going, hello. Any of them hurt?
No.
How many left?
There's three, isn't there?
Yeah.
I believe we're on the opposite side of them as well, aren't we?
Have you come this side?
Are we facing the bad guys or?
Have you come this side? Yeah, so you've opened the door and there's a guy in front of you.
Oh, in that case, I'll just...
Okay, surprise attack, roll to hit quick. Actually, no, you just got there and that's what's just happened. Which side did you come on?
Same as hell.
Oh, so you come
that's
this side.
That's why I'm like, no, I just sort of go... Phoom, phoom.
Yeah, so you come this side, like yeah, okay, so you come this side, yeah? Okay,
yeah.
Before this turn, go.
Three successes.
Okay, hit. Damage. It's a surprise attack.
Mm-hmm. Is it falling?
Yeah.
Four successes.
Okay, you shoot in the back and he stumbles forward. Okay, initiative.
My initiative, my full initiative is six.
Okay.
Rock and roll.
Change it to six. Tim, what's initiative?
12.
If you're gonna do it good.
Okay.
In that case. Don't.
Okay, Chris.
Who's nearest?
You're here, so the guy in front of you who's still standing.
Oh, is he still standing?
Yeah, you didn't kill him.
How hurt's he looking?
Looking very hurt.
Oh, I'm just going to tear his throat out.
He's stood in that for ages.
Okay.
Making sure that it was
You will.
You're right, that's for ages. picked you up the spike correctly.
Yeah.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Because it takes that much thought.
Sure.
Plus 4.
What's the name, you know?
Okay. So I'll make something next.
5 to hit him.
Got to be a good roll for me to win this. 2 successes. No.
You've hit.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. 7 successes on a claw.
He's dead. What happens?
I'll swing my claw again, this time aiming for his head. Top of it, straight down.
You leave his head in there.
It's not going to get there.
It did.
Oh, yes,
here we go.
It's on next to the skybox, vigibox, one thingy.
More boy, look.
I've got beautiful aim.
Beautiful, not necessarily accurate.
So?
Look, a woman threw something and it didn't hit a man in the room in the cock or in the head.
Thank you.
It's all good.
All behind them.
Yes.
Okay.
Didn't hit me.
Okay, there's now only 2 guys left. So, what are you doing?
Smack one of them.
Okay,
you make your way down to the one that's just been surprised, shot in the back of the head.
Reading to me.
Which is close.
Nice. Still
why?
Really? Because I'm behind you, and that's a big sword.
Okay. Please be careful, that's a gun, and I'm behind it.
It's natural.
Yes, I assure you, if you chop me with the sword, I'll be very careful.
6 successes.
Hit, that's my one. Yeah.
What is it with this? Why can't it fucking roll in the island too?
Stupid dog is stupid.
Try rolling more than 2 dice.
I'm rolling 6.
7 damage.
Splendid.
Killed him. How do you think? How do you dispatch him?
Sorry.
How do you dispatch him?
Running through.
Okay. He basically spins on his heels, takes a couple of steps, fires a sword straight through him, and you see it come out the other side. It's like there, almost close to your chest.
I look over his shoulder. I look over, sort of. Over him and go. Wink at him.
I shall roll my eyes in a very expressive fashion.
I shall
roll them back at you in a very, very fashion.
Off my sword.
Okay, Jen?
Yeah?
What are you doing?
Taking a break from the dog.
It's been a window licker.
A window licker?
After a mother?
Yes.
I just did. In 2 weeks,
you don't have to be politically correct anymore. You can say spastic.
Is there a song by Aphex Twin for window licking?
Yes. It's got one of the most horrifying music videos ever.
I don't know. Come to that is pretty horrifying.
What do you do?
I am going
to...
The
same face thing.
Oh,
yeah. Imagine those on...
Guys, can you just...
Women in bikinis dancing in slow motion.
Yeah, that's worrying.
Can we just... Carry on.
Yeah, sorry.
Yeah. Can I... Am I still attacking that one guy? Or is he dead?
Yeah, he's still attacking him.
Oh, cool. Well, I'll just have another go at him then.
Okay, roll to here.
Oh.
What'd you get?
I got nothing.
Did you box?
Oh, no, I haven't rolled. It's okay. I got 2.
Okay, you hit. My God.
No, I didn't. I got more than that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, sorry.
Check what you've set your difficulty to.
Yeah, I've just changed it.
2. You've beat. Freaking thing doesn't roll any higher than bloody 2 successes.
6 successes for damage!
6. How much?
6.
Okay, what happens? You finish him off.
Ooh!
No. Oh. Keep it clean.
I'm going to punch through his chest. Straight through his chest.
Okay.
Kung Fu style.
Okay.
You. I am beginning to regret my choice of staircase.
Sorry.
You punch. You come flat to him. You punch. Your fist makes contact, and you punch a good sized hole into his chest. He staggers back, and as he staggers back, he smiles and elbows the emergency alarm button as all the alarms on the ship start going off.
I mean, okay.
You were right the first time.
And
that's the last one, isn't it?
Yeah. and he crumples to the floor.
I'll put my gun away, take out my screwdriver, and turn the alarm off.
And that's where I'll leave it.
Can I at least make the roll to turn the alarm
off? Yep.
So computers or streetwise?
Computers.
Five successes.
Yep, no worries.
So it goes, woo, and I go, and it stops.